What's good, good people? Welcome back to another episode of High Rise Sports Talk, and this is your boy, Rise. All right, today we got some things that we're going to get into. We're going to talk about the NCAA football. We're going to talk about briefly about NFL, and we're going to talk just touch a little bit on the NBA. All right, but before we get into all that, let me give a big shout out to Army and Navy. These schools are undefeated. They have completely revamped the way that they play ball, and I'm excited to watch these boys play. Keep doing y'all thing out there. So let's dive into it now. All right, so first and foremost, there were some outstanding games that was played this past weekend. All right, we had OU versus South Carolina, right? That game was 35-9. That was an ass whooping. It was an ass whooping, right? You had the sophomore kid from OU, Jackson Arnold, who threw, he was 18 for 36 passing. He had 225 yards. He had one touchdown and zero picks. All right. And then you had the cat from South Carolina, Lenore Sellers. He had, he threw for, was 16 for 24, 175 yards, one touchdown and zero picks. Right. But this game was crazy. Right. It was crazy because you have, once again, OU coming from the Big 12. Right. The whole thing has been the SEC is a dominant conference. Right. The boys are bigger. They faster. They hit harder. X, Y, and Z. Right. I'm a Big 12 fan. Well, used to be. Right. Big 12. Right. And when I say used to be, I'll tell you why. I'll get to that in a few. Right. But seeing OU and Texas coming over from the Big 12 to the SEC, right, I'm thinking that they're going to represent. That game says something totally different about OU, right? And I've been on record, my last episode, talking about, was that a mistake for OU to follow Texas into the SEC? Right? To me, it's looking like it was a fucking mistake. Because them boys, they clowned OU. They got into them big time. Right? And I think the mentality is that way for those for these SEC teams. And what I mean by that is, it was so much hoopla of OU and Texas coming from over the Big 12. They're coming in. They're doing this. They're going to do that. And I think that kind of rubbed these players in the SEC the wrong way. They're rubbing them the wrong way. So when they're coming out to play Texas and OU, they're coming with a purpose. And I don't think that OU and Texas really understands that shit. They don't understand that. Just think about it. All offseason, that's what it's been talked about. OU and Texas come over to the SEC. Right now, I'm about to get on Texas' ass in a few minutes. Just hold up. I'm about to get on their ass in a few minutes. But that's what's been talked about. OU and Texas coming over, they're going to do X, Y, and Z. Texas is back. Yada, 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 all the fucking shit or whatever. And OU came into that game and shit the fucking bed. Look at that shit. 35-9. Them boys look confused out there. They look confused. So we're going to go into this other Big 12 team that moved over to the SEC, right? And I'm not holding back no damn punches because Texas is my team. That's my team, right? But I've also been on record, too, saying that I was not really impressed just yet because, for me, Texas really didn't really get into the SEC, right? Who did they play? They played Mississippi State. Right? Shit, they played a new team coming to the SEC, which was OU, right? Oh, whoopee-doo, right? So for me, this Georgia game was the game that was going to tell me everything I need to know about Texas. And shit, they shit the bed too. The score ended up to be 30-15, right? But even that score, I mean, the score, you look at the score, 30-15, okay, cool, got it, whatever. But it was worse than fucking that. It was so bad that Coach Sark had to take out Quinn and put in Manning, put in Arch to see what he can do against this fucking goddamn Georgia defense. They said it on the cast when I was watching. They said it looked like Quinn is seeing fucking ghosts. Offensive line couldn't hold up. Right, every time this boy looked around, I mean, shit. He was getting pow, pow, pow every time he looked around. And it's so crazy because I'm looking at these numbers, right? Carson Beck, who's the quarterback for Georgia, right? This cat, he was 23 for 41. Now listen to me, listen to what I'm saying. He was 23 for 41. He had 175 yards. He threw for zero touchdowns. And the motherfucker had three picks. And them boys still rock Texas 30 to fucking 15. Quinn threw for 25 to 43. Right? He had 211 yards, two touchdowns, and one pick. Georgia still rocked them. Now, I'm not a fair weather fan. I'm going to ride with my Longhorns. I'm going to ride with them. Right? Going into the second half, you can tell he went and he revamped some things and he got them rolling a little bit, right? Because Texas was, yeah, excuse me, OU, it was 28. I think it was 28. They only had 28 points going into the second half. So the defense kind of did their thing as far, you know, they ended up with 30, right? So defense kind of did their thing, but still, the way that Georgia went down to Austin and beat my team, man, hey, shit. Hey, we need to file a fucking, an assault. Because it was that bad. But you know what? It is what it is. Longhorns, eat that shit. Go back to the drawing board. Let's come out fucking swinging. Right? Georgia, yeah, good game. Hey, so I hope this is a wake up call. Because once again, these two Big 12 teams coming to the SEC. Hey, they want to smack y'all around. Right? So, here's what it is, right? Let's get back to it, right? Let's talk about Miami and Louisville, right? Miami, that was a pretty good game. It was, you know, 52 to 40 to 45 in that game, all right? Cam Ward, he was 21 for 32, 319 yards, four touchdowns and zero picks. He was a dog out there. He was doing his damn thing. He was a dog. But once again, my issue with Miami is, I have this thing I say, break but don't bend. That seems to be their identity right now, right? You're in a shootout with Louisville. The fuck? Your games have been close with teams you shouldn't even be close with. Right? So eventually it's going to get to a point where Miami is going to break to a team they should not even break. They shouldn't be breaking to. You got Michael Irvin, old playmaker. He on the sideline, hooting and hollering, X, Y, and Z. Cool, got it. He's bringing the intensity for him. I understand that. You know what I mean? But these games are a little bit too close for comfort, Miami. What y'all going to do? You're going to barbecue a mildew, right? And I got it. Y'all undefeated right now. But y'all need to start separating yourself. Those teams that y'all are playing, hey, you once again, you are too close for comfort with these teams. But it is what it is. Let's move on. All right. Let's talk about Colorado and Arizona. That game was 34-7. Shador, he was 23 for 33. 250 yards, people. Two touchdowns, two picks. Right? Hey, it is what it is, right? Pull it out. All right. I think they're sitting with a 5-2 record. So something that I talked about before about Deion Sanders, right? Excuse me. Coach Prime. You want to be called coach. And he deserves that. It's coach. Coach Prime. Right? I had some issues with him. Like he gives a fuck, but I had some issues with him because he went to Jackson State, the HBCU down there in Mississippi, right? Big ups in Mississippi. You fed them folks down there a load of bullshit about HBCUs are good to go to, right? Because let me give y'all a little history on this, right? HBCUs are not known for sports, right? So his thing was, you go to HBCU, build it up, get these kids to come there, play ball, right? And he did that, right? He had Jackson State humming. He had the whole HBCU crew humming, not just Jackson State. Everybody was talking about HBCUs when Dion was there. But once again, the issue was, you told these families and their kids, they chilling, that, listen, it's okay to come to HBCU. But then what you did was you took, hightailed it to damn Colorado and took the majority of them kids with you. Right? So that was my issue with Dion. But when I think about it, you know, Ain, at the end of the day, the man had to do what was best for him. Right? It was some other things that was within that situation that came out. He had to do what was good for him and his boys. And he did that. All right? So, but what I will say is scuttlebutt. For those who don't know what scuttlebutt is, it's rumbling, it's talk about Coach Prime should be the coach of the year. And I agree with that. Because what he's doing with this Colorado team is some great, great things to see. You know what I mean? They're doing their thing. And I all the best luck to Colorado and Coach Prime up that way. All right, let's move on. All right, we had another game, Bama and Tennessee. This was a good game. It was a very good game. You know what I mean? Jalen Milroe. Shit, I don't know what to say about Bama. It was a minute and 24 seconds left in the game. And Jalen Milroe threw a freaking goddamn pick to lose that game 17-24 to Tennessee. All right. The question is the dominance of Roll Tide over? Because to me, it looks like it's over. Right now, you heard, I don't know if you heard it, but I'm going to tell you. So as of right now, 2025 class, right, recruiting class, Alabama is at the top of the list of this, right? They're number one in recruiting. But I was reading the other day, somebody was talking about, well, I'm not going to really celebrate that until I see the writing. Right, to them kids sign on the dotted line, right? Because I can give you a verbal commitment, right? I'm coming. But if it ain't on paper, shit, I can hightail somewhere else, right? But the way it's looking right now, it looks like their dominance, it's over with. Nick Saban took all the special sauce with him. When he left, they went from fucking sugar to shit. Just my opinion. And once again, I keep saying it. Opinions are like booty holes. Everybody goddamn got one. But that's just my goddamn opinion. Right? But we'll see moving forward, especially going into next. Because, I mean, they could possibly still make the 12 team playoff. They possibly could. They got to win it out. It got to be some things that move around, right? They got to win out, and some teams got to lose this, or whatever. Because once again, it is all about fucking money, right? To have Alabama in the freaking 12-team playoff, right? That's money. You know, and NCAA is all about goddamn money. So they got to have Bama in there, right? Especially they got freaking Nick Saban. You know, He's going there. He's actually on TV talking. You know, he's doing his thing or whatever. So, you know, they got to make some money. So they probably going to figure out a way to get Bama ass up in there. They always do. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. All right. Let's move on, people. Let's talk about the Dallas Cowboys. My goddamn Cowboys. Right? They got their asses whooped. That was a spanking. by the Detroit Lions. That was a spanking. Hurt my soul to see them boys get whooped that bad, right? But that's not really what I want to get into. What I want to talk about is I want to talk about Jerry Jones, all right? Jerry Jones has been the best but worst things, the worst thing to happen to the damn Cowboys, right? Talk about the rings they won in the 90s, all that other good shit or whatever. But the worst thing about it is I think Jerry Jones' mindset is more so it's about business. And I spoke about this before, about business, right? Because the Cowboys is, when you talk about what professional team has the most revenue, right? The most money, right? That's the Cowboys. But like I said before, I'm not getting none of that goddamn money. I'm a fucking fan. I want some wins, right? So what I mean by all this is just recently Jerry Jones did his interview. He's talking about Derrick Henry, not bringing Derrick Henry in because first and foremost, he said he couldn't afford his ass. Then he doubled back and said he wouldn't fit the concept, right? Their structure, what they had going on as far as offensively, right? But it's just so funny to me because not too long ago when they got rid of Kellen Moore, they're saying that, you know, Mike McCarthy said that we need to get it back to running the fucking ball. Running the ball. So how does Derrick Henry does not fit the offense if what you were trying to do was pound the fucking ball? Sounds like a load of shit to me, Jerry. I'm just saying. Right? But then he talks about the structure of the offense, right? He was talking about Mike McCarthy and play calling and all this other. I agree with that, right? Sometimes the play calling to me looks like straight fucking garbage. What's going on and how and whatever, right? But then on top of that, Troy Aikman comes out and he says what he has to say about the offense, which I agree with him 110%. I've been talking about the freaking the route running since Amari Cooper was there. Stopping the route. Right? So you actually see it. You can see it like in real time now with CeeDee Lamb. Not running the route, right routes, right? It was Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott can't throw the fucking ball. He can't do X, Y, Z. This, and now we started to figure out, and when you start dibbling and dabbling and you start having these professionals that really understand the game and how it's supposed to be played, they're telling you and showing you how these routes are supposed to be ran, and they're showing you that it's the receivers that are fucking up the route and fucking up the way that Dak Prescott is throwing up the ball. You're going through those routes, right? You're going through them. The quarterback is throwing where you're supposed to be at. You come out of your route, he's throwing where you're supposed to be. If you're not running that fucking route that we practiced in minicamp and off-season or whatever, then this shit going to be fucked up, of course. But everybody's looking at Dak. So all that shit being said, hey, hopefully them boys, they get it together. And they come out, right? They come out swinging because this weekend they got the 49ers. The 49ers is depleted. Everybody hurt, even the goddamn coach. If they can't beat them goddamn boys, then we really have an issue. Just go ahead and get your shit out of your fucking locker room and go the fuck home. Call it a fucking day. Because if y'all can't beat them, we got a goddamn issue. Yeah, what it is, though. Let's get into this. Let's talk about the Jets and Pittsburgh, right? This is very interesting, right? This game was very interesting to me because I talked about this before, how Aaron Rodgers, right? Aaron Rodgers is not put in the same, you know, in the same sentence with all these other quarterbacks, right? And this is what I mean by that. You know, Aaron Rodgers, he's won one Super Bowl, right? But he has not been really consistent in a sense, right? Everybody still is looking at Aaron Rodgers in the old and still giving him a pass because of that shit, right? I talked about last week how Aaron Rodgers, when he went to the Jets, he asked for all this shit. He asked for his fucking goddamn 40 acres and a mule, and they gave it to him. They gave it to him, right? Cool, got it. They fired the fucking coach. Cool, got it. They got Devontae Adams up in that motherfucker from Las Vegas. He wanted him, they got him. They was on the Pat McAfee show, and Devontae Adams came in there. It was like, hey, we reunited again. All right? It was a beautiful fucking thing. But then y'all go out there and y'all lose to the goddamn to the Pittsburgh fucking Steelers. Look at this shit. Aaron Rodgers, he was 24 for 39. He had 276 yards. One touchdown and two fucking picks. 15-37. He lost that game 15-30 to goddamn 7. So, people, when are we going to start looking at Aaron Rodgers and put him in the same category with all these other bum-ass quarterbacks that are out here? He's not exempt. Right? Everybody say, what have you done for me lately? And he ain't done a goddamn thing. So, it is what it is with that one. Good luck to the Jets. But the way it's looking, y'all pack that shit up. And y'all can call it quits. Y'all go fishing with the goddamn Dallas Cowboys. Right? Devontae Adams. Hey, my bad, my boy. You should have tried to go somewhere else. You should have tried to be over there with fucking Patrick Mahomes. Fucking goddamn Jared Goff. But Aaron Rodgers ain't going to get you to where you're trying to get to, my boy. But it is what it is. Let's move on to the NBA. I just want to touch on the NBA just a little bit, right? So this past weekend, just the other day, they had something that happened that was very special, right? You had LeBron James and Bronny James to share the court together, right? When Bronny first got drafted, I felt some type of way because I felt like you had other kids out there that was better than him that should have been drafted. Right? You had a cat at USC, I forgot his name or whatever, but he averaged like about 20-some points that played on the same team with Bronny. Bronny averaged 3 points, right? It was talks about the whole McDonald's All-American, right? I was watching ESPN the other day or whatever, and Big Perk was talking about how Bronny scored 14 points. Well, he averaged 14 points a game in high school and made it to the McDonald's All-American team. And he was saying that fucking there is nobody that scores 14 points average 14 points a game that made it to the McDonald's All-American game. So we already know what that was, right? Sprinkle a little LeBron on that, get him up in there, right? So I had some issues with that. But watching that game, I think it was very special because it's never been seen before. I mean, you got a King Griffey Sr. and King Griffey Jr. that played baseball together. But when you're talking about basketball, you never seen it before. You could tell Bronny was a little bit nervous. You know, LeBron passed it to him. He passed it back real quick. But that was something to see, right? For those that are not LeBron fans or feel however you want to feel about him, whatever, for you to see this and not feel some type of way or whatever, you got some issues with you, right? But I'm rooting for Bronny. I'm rooting for Bronny. I hope he does his thing in the league. I hope he does his thing in the league to where he can separate himself from his father because those are big shoes to fill. But I'm rooting for him. I hope he does his thing. This next topic that I'm about to talk about, right, I'm not giving specifics on the game itself. I want to talk about Draymond Green. All right, so Draymond Green, they played the Portland Trail Blazers last night. And Draymond Green got his first technical, right? people are up in roar about Draymond Green and his antics and the way he does things. And I sit back and I shake my head at him. And I think to myself, keep going, Draymond. Keep doing your goddamn thing, Draymond. Keep making them look at you sideways, my boy. You're doing great things out there. Keep that intensity. Keep it fucking going. To me, it's great, right? That's what basketball is, intensity. Let's go. If you don't like it, get the fuck out of the goddamn way. Big ups to Draymond Green. Keep doing your thing, my boy. Hey, I love to see you play. I love to see what you do. It is what it is. So, that's it for me. I just want to say for those that are out there listening to me, I really appreciate you. But once again, thank y'all for listening to High Rise Sports Talk. And this is your boy, Rise. I'm out, y'all.